The numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is A Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of A Numbers Game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, SiriusXM channel 158. It's Gil Alexander in the hizzy. Kelly Bedlin is here as well. He's behind the glass. Crackman standing by. We just want to read a few tweets here. We get tweets of beating the book. D-Gen Southern Gent, I'm sorry, Gil, but when you mention how fans at Indian Wells surround a player-filled courtyard a la feeding the animals at the zoo, I couldn't help but wonder what fans in years past used to entice Dan Evans to come over and say hi. It's a commentary on Dan Evans' habits. If you know, you know. Hashtag. Roger Jones, Bronco wins. Guys, I love it. Gil asks Kelly, the guy who perennially bets the Steelers win total under, if there's a team that messes with him. The correct answer is a harsh no. This is from Primetime. Cowboys_1. Yo, dog. Love to see the guest on host crime with Zach mushing your tennis pick. Now, if Crack goes on a rant about our joint usage, this show will be pure smoke. It's a little play on Maya joint. Crack is here. It's time for Unscripted with the Crack Man, Bill Krakenberger. Fanfare. Who comes out to this kind of fanfare?
What are you referring to?
Just the great intro that you have.
Oh, it's great. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I'm in a worse mood than I was last week.
Oh, no. You got upset here.
Yeah.
You okay? What's going on? What's got your goat?
Guy put up a tweet. This is just one thing. It's the aggravated gambler segment here, guys. Sorry, just for a little bit. I'll try to be positive about something later on.
I don't know. I think they like you aggravated.
Played 6 hours. This guy said he played 6 hours at a $115 average bet at Flamingo. The next morning, he tried to get two coffees from Starbucks. He was told he didn't have enough credit on his card. And I'm tired of this and blah, 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 blah. So here's the problem. It's an outside company, but they do comps to outside companies there. You know, first of all, just think about what he wants. He wants two cups of 75-cent coffee. That's what it costs them, 75 cents. And they wouldn't give – $115 is a lot of money, average bet. To maintain that average bet over six hours, I just said, what is going on? What is going on with – and it's got a lot of replies. And some people didn't believe it, but then other people came in and said, yes, I've had this at Caesars prop on the Strip. So it's the Strip prop. And listen, I hate to pick on Caesars, even though I'm mad at them for throwing me out of the sports book for winning, by the way. But that doesn't matter. This is a Strip problem in general. You know, it just, even if you go to a pit boss and, you know, people think the floor person that's standing behind the tables are a pit boss. You know, back when I first started gambling in Atlantic City, I was 15, but 16, by the way, I was a kid. You know, we all snuck down there. We were a kid and all left with no toll money, by the way. We all got busted. We didn't know what we were doing to even pay the tolls. But there was always, let's use a crap table. There was three dealers. There was a box person. There was a floor person for that table. Now you had a pit boss for the four or five or six tables that there were. Now, forget it. Now there's literally they have three dealers by themselves, no box person, or they'll have two dealers turning off the game, no game protection. It's so just to save money, they think. A good mechanic will come in there and really do a job on a number on you. But but there isn't a pit boss per se no more. So. But the pit bosses, you were just subjective to how you talk to them, how they do it, you know, and now they can't write a comp. Even their bosses can't write a comp. Basically, nobody in the pit has comp authority anymore, which makes it so it makes it so like literally a factory-ish, like, you know.
No personal
there's
touch
none.
To it.
There is none, and this is a perfect example of it. You have to go to a casino host, and you hope they look at your play, and, you know, they give you something. But a lot of it's based on that kiosk and what the computer says. And the Theos are so low. The Theo is the theoretical win the casino should make off you, which is already cut in half, by the way. Multiple people that work in the casinos have told me this over the years too. It's been cut down so much, but I just can't take this. Everyone, oh, by the way, the guy won. So he won $900 over a 6 hour period. And that Yeah, that is part of the problem here. Like you know, you really should rat hole chips. You really should. If there's chips in play, what that means is if there's chips in play, boy, I start right out, boom, going after. If there's chips in play,
boom,
you could pocket those chips and it'll go against your win. Now, what I mean is there's five players at the table. Someone else has green chips. Someone else has black chips. And you have black chips. This guy's got a $100 average. You're darn right. You could take some of those chips and put them in your pocket without the casino knowing and don't show a win. I mean, listen, there's reasons why you shouldn't do this too. Now, if you're getting a rebate on loss, no, because you don't want to create false losses. But if you're just doing it for comps or, you know, like Fez says, when he goes to the crap table, he gives the card if he loses, but not if he wins after a quick session or something. That's exactly what you should do. I am just sick of hearing stories like this. For every one, there's another 2,000 of them you don't hear about. It's just getting worse and worse and worse with these big corporations.
Well, you know, I mentioned the story, and I love my people at the Aria, but, you know, even they, even the folks, it's never the ticket writers. It's never the people behind the desk, right? They're not responsible. But I told you, it's like, you know, to get a drink ticket now, this is a fact. I'm not making this up. To get a drink ticket for a sports bet, it's in $500 increments now. So one ticket for a $500 wager. That's the math that they do.
Right.
And in order to get it, you have to like give them your ID the first time and the whole thing. They have to like log it.
For a bottle of water.
They have to log it.
Wow.
So it's like, I'm good. I gotta go do something. See ya.
Yeah.
So there's that. And but you know, it's even, how can I put it? There's also on the strip, there's other companies. So when Delilah's, I think I told this story before, Delilah's, which is just an awesome place at the Wynn, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's beautiful.
Love it.
But when Delilah's first came in, you know, they're more of an LA thing, Delilah's.
Yep.
That's their first spot. When they first came in, you know, and all the celebrities were there, 50 Cent would be in there and whomever. But, you know, there'd be a gambler who just dropped $1 million in the casino. And he would want a table at Delilah's. And the Delilah's people would be like, oh, we're not giving you a table. 50 Cent is here today, or this person's here. Who are you? And the casino had to explain to them.
Wow.
Right? Like, okay, you don't
there
know.
There was that much of a disconnect?
Yeah, there was that much of a disconnect at first. I don't know how it is now.
Yeah.
But at first, it was that much of a disconnect where they're like, no, you guys don't understand how this business works here. Like, I know you guys want your celebrities. This guy just dropped $1 million. Give him a table, right? Give him a table. So it's just such a, you're right. The more what you're saying, for those who are just sort of joining in mid-rant, is that the old Vegas of, the way that old Vegas was all the other stuff is loss leaders. Just get them in the casino and keep them there as long as possible. And what in effect these folks, they're so locked into a bottom line and they're so skittish if anybody wins, like in your case, what you were saying, that they just don't see the forest through the trees anymore.
It's so true. It's so true. You couldn't have said it any better. You know, you just talked about something that just spurred some. So at the end of the season, I'll keep my money in the apps. Football season, the entire season. There's even times I have to take money out of an app to put in another app. So I keep, you know, a good amount of money in all my apps during football season. You need it. I need it for anything can happen. So I have to keep a large amount of money at Circa, Westgate, South Point, MGM, Wynn. I have to keep large amounts of money in all of them. But at the end of football season, I'll cash out a portion, you know. Mm-hmm. Westgate has given me some really good things over the years. I've had some good checks I take at the end of the year. So I'll take a check at the end of the year. And so I went and took a check from one of the casinos after, it was just earlier in the week here. And, you know, I cashed a lot of prop tickets and stuff. I had chips. I went to the cage. And the cage says, do you want cash or check? And I don't mind getting the cash. I don't care if I need the cash. I'll take the cash. I don't care about a CTR. I don't care about those things. Over $10,000, I don't care. But I said, let me get a check this time.
CTR is not sent to the IRS. It's just a thing that they log for their records.
No, CTR actually is.
Oh, the CTR.
Yeah, CTR is a currency transaction report that goes, $10,000 or more goes to the IRS. $10,001 or more does go. They file them.
But really? I always thought that the CTRs
that they give, it's the government wants to know if it's $10,000 or more. $3,000 or more is in-house. Like the win.
I know that the government wants to know, but I always thought it was your responsibility as the player.
No.
Like, Really?
No, I'm 99% positive. Maybe someone, one of the listeners or viewers can correct this here.
I've always been under the impression that it's still your responsibility.
They want me to tell the government I cashed $10,000?
Ortega, you're telling me I'm correct? Yes.
Okay.
I am. I'm not sure what he's saying, but I think what he's saying is that I'm correct that over $10,000, they have to take log of it, right? And they have to have it internally, but they do not do the reporting themselves. Is that right, Brian?
I tell you what, I'd be willing to bet an amount of money that the government gets to see all of them. But they see so many, it's not a big deal from all the casinos. Now, 3,000 or more, they do file in-house most of the casinos. You go to the cage and try to cash $3,000 in chips at a casino. Oh, my God. You have to have an ID. And you say, well, what do you mean I have to have an ID? Well, we need to track these chips to see where they come from. It's not getting reported to the government. We just keep it in-house. $3,000 or more. This $10,000 or more, if it doesn't, this is something brand new to me. But again, it wasn't really the point of it. I don't care about it if it does go to the government or not. It doesn't matter. But for me, anyway. But anyway, I decided to get a check. And now they say, well, the casino manager has to come over and sign this. Casino is totally disconnected from the sports book. I'm waiting. And finally, a casino manager comes. I'm in the VIP cashier. Casino manager comes in, brushes. I say hello to him. He doesn't say anything. I said, wow, this guy's grumpy, older guy, you know, in his $79 JCPenney suit. Go ahead, sir.
Hey.
So he jumps in front of me and like signs the check. And where do you got this from? I heard him like growl at the cashier. And this guy was just so, he's just a typical antique person that shouldn't be in the business and expects everyone to lose. So when you take a win out, how did this guy win? He's not supposed to win. So, of course, I'm a wise guy. When he's leaving, I'm saying, man, they give you the real important jobs. Keep the money going, pal. That's what I said to him. And he didn't say a word to me.
Angry anyway. Crack.
Just
out of the gates on a numbers game. Unscripted with the Crackman. Bill Krakenberger at Bill Krakenberger with a K on Twitter. Wise Cracks, the name of the podcast with John Orlando. Coming back on a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
VSiN fans, it's time to plan your Vegas getaway. Circa Las Vegas owner Derek Stevens offering you 15% off at three incredible properties. Circa Las Vegas, the D Hotel, and Golden Gate. Whether you're lounging by Circa's stunning rooftop pool or enjoying all the excitement Vegas has to offer, you'll save big with promo code VSIN15. That's VSIN15. Book your stay now at CircaLasVegas.com and use VSIN15 to get 15% off. Your Vegas adventure starts here. Skill Alexander, we get tweets at Beating the Book. This is from J.R. Uncle Bush. Gil, I've been looking at my DraftKings account and haven't seen the payouts of my Gil Alexander versus Jeff Parlay tennis bet. Must have been a void, perhaps a Tyrone Lue walkover. No, I won. I beat him. I beat Jeffrey. So I'm not sure why you didn't see that in your account. If in fact I'm the one you bet on, we finished it. We played it out. It wasn't a classic. Let's put it that way. Neither one of us were thrilled with our performances. Jeff Cam, love Angry Crack. I also play at my local casino, play 75 average for several hours and received $1. He said, Screaming A. Smith and Vegas Vice both tell me that I am mistaken. A CTR must be filed by the casino if there's $10,000 or more in cash or cash out in the casino's 24-hour day, which may be 6 p.m. to 6 p.m., for example. So Crack is right, but the $3,000 amount is usually a trigger for getting ID, so the casino can meet its obligation. I will tell you why I believe this is because I have won on one ticket much more than $10,000 many times. And I can tell you that on more than one occasion, they explicitly have told me, no, this is just internal.
Isn't that amazing? You know how many times that you can go to any cashier in any casino here in town. The real answer is, sir, I don't have that answer for you. They're not supposed to even tell you.
Right.
But however,
I was explicitly told it's internal. The responsibility is yours to report.
Well, here's the reason why. I say, however, they don't even know.
Right.
They're giving you an answer. They don't even know. They just want to get you away from the cashier.
So it's not even a lie.
You know, you walk into a casino and ask one of the security guys, any casino, is this the centralized part of the place? They'll say yes. Oh, yeah, yes, it is. Like people just give you, they just want you to get away from them. You can ask any question. And if there's a simple answer for you to get away from them, then ask another question.
I would say in this off air, but I think I was wrong when I was saying off air. I think in the Ole Miss case, in the 2022 College World Series, I think I did have to fill out something for that because that was way large. Oh,
you're definitely, by the way, Gil, you're definitely going to have, if your paperwork's on file probably. If you're just getting over 10,000, it's on file already. Yeah. They already know your social, they know your address, they know, it's on file.
Like there's a few times.
So it was on file, or if it wasn't, they're going to ask you to fill out a tax form.
Right. Well, there's CTR and then there's the tax forms. I think that one I was given a tax form right on the spot.
Oh, now if you're getting something like a bit years ago, it could have been more than 300-1 or something. It's a different story. I don't know. But usually
it wasn't. It was 100-1. Yeah.
In sports, they'll just give you all the money. They didn't take tax out of the money, right?
No, they didn't take tax out of the money. But me and my partner had to figure out how to do the taxes on that. So, yes, that one was a thing.
So this is a great question for Circa, for you guys. I have never won a big, check from them. So if you win $1 million, if you win one of the prizes, they give you $1 million or they take tax out? I would say no, they probably give you the whole million, right?
I believe so, yeah.
And you do your own taxes.
I think, because isn't that what you always have to deal with when you're in a partnership with somebody? You're always worried about that?
That's what I'm saying, yeah. You have to, if you're a partner, you have to send them, each a tax form a tax time. But I just didn't know if that was part of the thing here, do they take taxes out or not? Because some of them,
I don't think so. I think like James Salinas got the full amount when he won, I remember. I think everybody gets the full amount.
There was something at DraftKings that, I don't know, there was something at DraftKings where someone won one of those contests. I know they had some taxes taken out. But, to this person that you just said, Screaming, let me look at his name here. You just said the Screaming A. Smith, CTR auto filed to FinCEN, part of the U.S. Treasury. Boy. This brings on a new story for me.
Uh-oh.
FinCEN. I'm in bucket of blood of the world country, Dominican Republic. Now, the reason why I say that, boy, I'll tell you, you fly into that airport, that half-hour drive to Hard Rock Punta Cana, one of the most dangerous drives you're ever going to have. Scary. People have been kidnapped. They actually went to rob and kidnap the president of the casino. He was the third in charge. He was president of the casino development, in charge of all the hosts, in charge of all the marketing. And he's now back there. He left there for a while and went to Punta Cana to go to the Bahamas. But that ride to the airport, a little motorcycle came by the thing and shot the tires out. And it's that dangerous, by the way, over there. And sure enough, I go there for a tournament. I split second prize, giant tournament, $1 million tournament. I split second prize. I wound up getting a $75,000. So I got $75,000. I asked for a check. They wouldn't give you a check. We don't deal with U.S. banks. Hard Rock Punta Cana does not deal with U.S. banks. So you have to take the cash. I didn't want the cash. I wanted a check. They would not give it to me. I live in the United States. I had to take that cash. Sure enough, what do you think happens at the airport? You have to go through that. I was declaring it. Here's the money. Because if you go international, it's really a big thing. You can declare it and it's not a problem. They try to shake you down. That's right. You try to shake you down for money. Multiple times, I know multiple people that left that country having to pay $5,000. The guy at FinCEN, where you have to go through, didn't ask me for no money. It's the locals you have to watch out for that are working at the airport, that are the security. Let's call them like our TSA people there. So the many hurdles you have to go through, a different country. $75,000 is a lot of money, by the way. Over there, forget about it. You can buy a fleet of houses. I mean, it's like, it's a real lot of money. So that's another thing, just another hurdle in the casino. I remember that. And the fence end guy was so nasty to me. Where did you get this money? How come I'm coming from the casino? I'm living in the United States. I'm going to Hard Rock, back and forth. They were just so – I had paperwork on it, and they still wanted to freeze up the money. I wouldn't let them. Yeah, they actually wanted to take the money from me.
Do you hear the old Gina Fiore story when she was in here?
There you go.
I mean, that's the ultimate of those stories where, internationally,
internationally, they do, automatically they say you must be a drug dealer. I put up a tweet about the – I told you, I think, last week. I don't know if I – did I mention that on the show? The girl that had all the dollar bills, the stripper – she had packs of dollar bills. She went to the bank here, and, they put them through the machine and give her money. But she said, any other city in America, if I have those dollar bills, they treat me like they won't even take them. Her own bank won't take them. So, I can imagine what Gina went through internationally, especially.
Yeah,
didn't they freeze her money up in Atlanta or
something?
I was
going to say, her problems were here in the United States.
Right? Yeah, it was here.
Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, it was a whole thing.
It happens. There's it happened to me, believe it or not, a little dinky airport in Myrtle Beach one time. I was coming to Vegas And I, you know, I had money packs in a bag, and sure enough, they said, you have to step to the side, sir. And they have this new system there, these big round laser machines that track the tin. And what's that little tin foil in the bill? It's whatever, for lack of a better word. You know, each bill has a real tiny strip. It tracks the tin.
The tin foil.
In the $100 bills. And I didn't even have too much. I mean, I had, you know, like 20,000, 30,000, whatever it was. I think it was 30,000. They pulled me to the side, asked me where I got the money, where am I going? And, you know, and you know, like literally like, try to scare you into saying that you got, they got the money illegally and here, take it, you know?
That's right.
But yeah, it happened to me twice so far in the last 20 years, once in Philadelphia, which after they Googled my name about, this is about 15 years ago. They said, put the money back in the bag. You can win betting sports. The two guys in suits, they were like so excited to know that you can win. And sports betting wasn't even legal yet anywhere except for Vegas and New Jersey.
Would you ever do an international tournament again after that experience?
Tell you what. I'm probably never even going back to Dominican Republic because I personally know someone that was robbed, and it was a harrowing experience, and it scared the hell out of him. And he was, by the way, he was with his kids. It was him, his wife, and his two kids. Yeah, got pulled over and shaken down for cash. He gave up the cash. And, you know, like, of course, the casinos don't want to talk about this in Dominican Republic and stuff. One of the most dangerous rides, like I told you. The president of casino marketing was robbed. Just think about that, how bad it was there. They shot Big Poppy having a drink at a bar there. Come on.
No.
I mean, it's just... I want to shout out
Judelka Infante and other Dominican friends of mine. But they... look, I have friends who have nothing but great experiences there as well. But I hear what you're saying.
Love the Hard Rock property.
No,
it's really isolated. Once you drive about the half hour, you're going through. It reminds me of like Jurassic Park. The two big wooden gates open up. It's Hard Rock, and now you're surrounded, you know, by big wooden fences and big
gates. Isn't that amazing? That image of Jurassic Park with the gates opening up is so emblazoned in your brain. I love it. Why is that?
Like 30 years, 25 years ago, my brain still. Yeah. But that's what it reminds me of. Like, what's behind this wall? But the Hard Rock's beautiful. Great restaurants. Now, the restaurants there are better than the ones that were in the Atlantis. Like, the Atlantis. The restaurant, even though they have a Nobu, it's a total bust-out joint, by the way. Nobu is like twice the price of this Nobu.
You can't get in and out of the Atlanta. I mean, that entire area is very expensive.
And all the taxes they shake you down with. There's like six different taxes. You just pay it.
Yeah.
Auto gratuity, which is BS because that doesn't really give you good service. So you're still going to tip the guy extra cash, you know? As far as the property's great. I'm not blaming the property. I'm not blaming the Hard Rock. The Hard Rock they just didn't give me a check. Very nice property. But however, what I am blaming is the country itself for the tourism. You know, we want to have nice tourism, you know? I might feel safer going to Tijuana than there.
Don't get in Bill's way today.
I got more.
Excuse me. Bill Krakenberger. What's happening in my voice? Bill Krakenberger coming back. Numbers Game, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
We want to help you bet smarter this tournament season, so we're giving you free VSiN Pro access from now through Selection Sunday. Free. Don't cost you nothing. Sign up today at VSiN.com/champweek. And enjoy full VSiN Pro access instantly, including daily best bets to help you cash more tickets, exclusive betting splits from DraftKings and Circa, 24/7 video with full access to the VSiN Watch app, full VSiN.com access that includes expert analysis, trends, and pro betting systems. Don't miss out on this free VSiN Pro preview. Get the insights you need to bet the tournament smarter. No cost, no commitment. Sign up now at VSiN.com/champweek and enjoy free access through March 16th. No cost, no commitment. That's VSIN.com/champweek. Why wouldn't you do that? We get tweets at Be the Book. By the way, we got a couple other things apparently wrong here, too, as well, that we're surprised by. We don't usually get surprised, but our listeners have had experiences. Garrett Gibson, by the way, on a random note, he says, I'll be in Vegas this weekend. Any recommendations on a good spot to watch the UFC fights without getting raked over the coals?
That's a great question. I don't have an answer.
You know what? I immediately in my head, I'm like, oh, your coals are going to get raked.
Isn't that a shame that we don't have answers? Us?
Yeah.
Not without your coals getting raked. Do they show the UFC here at the Circa? Right in back of us. It's a great spot.
Yeah, it's a great spot. I would always recommend
Circa.
They don't charge
you for UFC seats, do they?
I don't believe so.
I would say no. I would think this is a good spot.
We should probably Garrett. Do our research before. John G., I'm one of the Vegas big game Super Bowl group guys. One of our guys will never leave a table without asking how long and how much he's being rated for. He does this 100% of the time. Oh, amen. That's a great tip.
Amen.
Yeah.
Greatest tip we can give you today. Great. Who said that to you?
This is from John G. You know who used to say this on the Beating the Book podcast and on Betting Dork all the time was VR. He used to say this all the time.
Yeah.
Because I think it's guys that I know from DC who've been here a million times.
Yes.
They don't even know to do this. And I'm like, you should get rated every time. You should make sure you have it.
Yeah. And here's the reason why you want to ask the floor person. That means you're an astute gambler. Right away, you're an astute gambler to them. They're watching four other tables. They're looking at their phone. They can't wait to get off. They're burnt out. They've been working for 20 years. They just want to do their 8 hours and go home. Well, if you ask them and say, hey, what's my average bet and how long do you have me for? What's my win-loss? Automatically, you're going to get pumped up. No, they don't want any beef. They don't want any problems with you. They don't want any beef. A lot of times they'll say to you, what do you think it should be? I'm dead serious.
That's right.
It's a great idea. Great question for asking that. Always ask at the end of your session what your rating is.
Jeff Isaacs, I hit a slot jackpot at a Maryland casino. They gave me the option when hand paying if I wanted the taxes taken out by them or take the full amount. I took the full amount and tax form to do on my own.
Very good, Jeff.
Indiana Jet, who was one of the four survivors, not in this year's Circa Survivor, but in last year's Circa Survivor, one of the four that made it to the promised land. He said Circa takes out taxes from big winnings. I believe it was in the range of 23% to 25%. Since the 2023 Survivor winnings were paid in January of 2024, it goes on my 2024 taxes, and I'll have to pay the rest next month.
Wow. And I actually got a tweet from a text from somebody that I know that actually won $500K 2 years ago. January 2023, Circa Millions, they automatically deducted taxes from our distribution. So the answer is they do take the taxes out.
Right. But when
But
when they pose with the big check, those taxes are taken out, right?
Yeah. One of those guys that just tweeted you remind me of something. The guy from Indiana that said that to
Indiana
you. Jeff Isaacs.
Yeah.
I was in Louisiana and I hit nothing. I hit four of a kind on a video poker, which was whatever it was. It was over 1200. So it was I think it was 1250. Maybe playing a $5 game that paid 1250 or a $10 game, whatever it was. They came over to me and took the taxes out already. I was like, wait, hold it. What do you mean you take the taxes out?
You didn't give
Louisiana me. Takes the tax. Unless someone's out there that knows differently. Maybe they had it. I mean, you would think they would change this. They actually took the taxes out of a $1,200. I was losing money, by the way. I'm playing $50 a spin. I'm losing money. You're going to come over and give me money, and now I have to file with the state of Louisiana to get that money back, with my win-loss report. Louisiana, I said, that's it. I'll never play there again. That was about 6-7 years ago. It's probably the same. Someone can help me here if I'm wrong. Louisiana took the money out.
The correct comment would have been like, where's my tax deductions for the ones I lost?
That's what I'm saying. I'm losing. You want to take taxes out of me? I'm losing.
This tweet is from Terry Ray, Vegas Terry Ray. Now, this is more consistent with what I was saying earlier.
Okay.
He says, casinos have been heavily fined by feds for not properly filing mandatory CTRs, $10,000 threshold. And the win was fined $130 million for partly not doing enough SARs, suspicious activity reports.
That's unbelievable.
Threshold here is around $5,000. So this is consistent with what I was saying, which is when I would win these, right, the response was always, we don't report it to the IRS. So maybe they legitimately didn't know that they were supposed to. I don't know.
So, I thought Canter Gaming had the biggest response. The biggest fines.
They did.
Like $35 million. Yeah. This is $130 million. The win was fined for not filing SARs. That's a suspicious activity report. That's something you don't want. You get all the CTRs in the world. The suspicious activity, that's looked at more like, hey, this guy is circumventing limits, or he's structuring or doing something that, cashing so much per day, and he's just a suspicious character. And it's in the casino gambling very big or something and won't show us ID or whatever it may be. You don't want them. But to hear that they didn't file any to the tune of $130 million fine, how much is the casino making? Wow, that's unbelievable.
That's the correct response. Mr. Masterline, In 83, I went to Freeport with $2,000 to play blackjack. Won $12,400. Wasn't sure how the taxes work, so I crossed through immigration with $12,000 and hundreds in my underwear. They looked at me funny, but I made it. LOL. Bahamas princess now closed forever.
A la Henry Hill. All right. Wow.
Chance Copperpot. Gil, what's happening to my voice? I think we all know what the obvious response to that is. It's cracking.
He's the greatest. Chance.
Todd Bubba Horowitz, our buddy. He says, remember, wherever you go, wherever there's money, there's always someone trying to take it from you. To quote Joe Pesci from Lethal Weapon 2, they blank you in the drive-thru. C. Spackler, great show. So thankful I don't have large sums of cash to explain to anyone. Just fortunate, I guess. Jason, ice cold gambler with the UFC. A guest, listener on listener advice here. He says UFC at Flankers at Mandalay Bay. That's his recommendation.
Oh, wow. Cool.
All right.
Thank you.
Doug Tuttle asks this. Any tips for the cruise ship casinos? Taking my first one in April with the wife, any advice would be appreciated.
Yeah, you know, I don't trust those slot machines, what they're paid at. They're the international waters. I don't know who regulates them. I don't like playing slot machines out of the country with the gaming boards. They're, you know, I'm not saying which country, but a lot of them are corrupt. Let's just face it. So I don't like playing on cruises. I've never been on a cruise. By the way, I get two. Now I get 2 a year. I used to get 4 free a year. I just have never been on a cruise. I just don't like the internet. I was told I was, you know, but everyone says, you're going to love a cruise. Casino wise, I would like to play blackjack on there, but what if they stop you and now you're stuck all the time, not being able to go in the casino. I know there's other things to do. I get it. But, I would just look for those bonus machines or something in there. People just aren't going to know about that on a cruise ship. They're going there to have fun. I mean, but yeah, and I would stick to, blackjack and, Just whoever said that to us, just please, I think Doug Tuttle, just go and do a search. It'll take you 3 hours to learn 90% of what I know. Just do blackjack, basic high-low card counting. It's really simple. It's simpler than you think.
Best listeners in the game, because they fill in the blanks where we can't. The Silent Mike D, yes, crack, Louisiana and Mississippi. Talking about taxes.
They still do it.
Yep, Louisiana and Mississippi. J-Law.
Jesus.
J-Law, not Jennifer Lawrence, I don't think, but J-Law. She says, yes, Louisiana and Mississippi take out state taxes on all hand pays.
That's unbelievable.
Johnny Vegas, I was at a casino this past weekend, and the lady next to me got her first hand pay ever. She was asked about taxes, and she said, take them all out. I immediately told her to just do the minimum. It's amazing, he says, how many people aren't savvy as to how to handle hand pays and taxes.
Yeah, yeah,
Jordan, that's perfect. Jordan Pagel. I think the taxes depend on the jurisdiction. A few years ago, I hit a 12-team parlay off a free bet for $15,000 at Caesars in Colorado. They automatically took the taxes out before they credited my account.
See, Jordan is right. I told you that happened with DraftKings, I know, over $15,000 payout. Same exact thing here. They took the taxes out. They're taking taxes out of people that bet. So not alone is these parlays and accumulators terrible. They're going to take the taxes out? That's unbelievable. And, you know, that reminds me, Gil, last week we had such great conversations back and forth. I didn't get to none of my list.
Yeah.
And one of them was, you know, about playing parlays and how bad they were and how about playing. I put something up about playing Keno during the week, how bad it is. People came after us. You don't even know it probably because in the notes of the show, that replay on YouTube, some people came after us and said, well, it's a slow burn. I want to spend 6 hours during the day betting my parlays. And
oh, you're talking about the parlay part.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, we didn't even talk about Keno. Yeah.
Even Keno. They said, you know, yeah, sit down in the Keno lounge and play a dollar and relax. Yes, if there's that social aspect of your gambling that you're just there to have fun, and I always say, just like people that go to the movies, go to theaters, go to Broadway plays, go to, you know, shows, vacation, yes, then you guys are right. I'm wrong. Enjoy your parlays, enjoy your Keno, enjoy your time, but you're going to have less money in the end. But that's okay. Have fun.
By the way, stadium swim here at Circa for the UFC event this weekend, $25. That's it.
Oh,
$25.
There you go.
Wrap it up with the crack man on the other side. Numbers game, VSiN, the sports betting network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Back on a numbers game live at Circa, downtown Las Vegas. Gil Alexander, Bill Krakenberger. Before we get to the G-Bank best bets, would you like to read that text that you just got from Stevie over there? Steve Fezzik texting you. What did he say?
He said these are good bets in tennis woman tournament, Indian Wells, Burrell. and joint, which I never heard of either one.
They give them out to clients by any chance?
No.
Okay, no. I'm curious. Right.
No, just curious. Gave out to me.
Hey,
just,
what do you know? Yeah. I gave those out at the beginning of the show. Huh, wonder how he got those.
You had to get them from Fez.
Yeah, right. It's time for your G-Bank Best Bets of the Day. G-Bank, the official bank of Visa. Interesting how Stevie Reaper, he's a great aggregator is what he is. I don't even get mad at him anymore. He's just, I should feel flattered by it.
Definitely.
Yeah, I should feel flattered by it. I've got three tennis bets today. Benjamin Bonzi, I am taking versus Jenson Brooksby. Jenson Brooksby.
Didn't like that one.
No. You know why he didn't? Because Zach came on the show and went oppo me on that.
Oh, really?
So Stevie probably eliminated that one because there was differing opinions. So I'm on Bonzi versus Brooksby at -108. It's right around there. I should really actually check now. I only checked 2 hours ago. And then the other two are on the ladies' side today at Indian Wells. Kimberly Burrell, -102 versus Victoria Golubic. And then Maya Joint at -107 versus Sorana Cirstea. Those are my three tennis picks. Zach, on the other side of the Bonzi bet, see, there it is, Jenson Brooksby against Bonzi. He is on Giulio Zeppieri against Adam Walton. Giulio Zeppieri at +138 against Walton. And then he's got a parlay. He's taking João Fonseca and Nuno Borges. Nuno Borges pays about -122, or that's what you're laying on that. And then the NBA, he's got the Knicks plus the points, taking the Knicks on the money line tonight in the association. Plus, Tim Murray joining us earlier with college basketball. A couple conference plays. He, like Jim Root, like James Patrick Root yesterday, he likes Bradley to win the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament +340. And he also likes, like Jim Root did yesterday, Northern Kentucky as a long shot, 28-1 to win the Horizon League. Plus, he is on the Norse today, catching 4.5 on the way, hopefully. He hopes anyway, and Jim Root hopes, to that conference tourney title. G-Bank, as always, the official bank of VSIN. Don't forget, G-Bank upping the ante with up to a $750 bonus for new G-Bank Visa Signature Card customers. First new customers who spend $1,000 on eligible purchases within 90 days from account opening receive a $250 bonus. In addition, if you spend $50,000 on gaming and sports app loads within the 30 days of account opening, you'll receive another $500 bonus. That's potentially a $750 bonus. Apply now at VSIN.com/GBank. That's VSIN.com/GBank. Subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply.
I have to be nosy.
Yes,
so
sir.
Is GBank saying that their Visa card you can use with sports books and it's not going to be a problem?
You're asking me questions above my pay grade.
Oh, no, but I'm just looking. 50,000.
Yeah.
I mean, putting these on a credit card. By the way, it's a bad idea to charge things on a credit card. You're gambling because, you have to pay back the company. You don't realize it doesn't feel real compared to cash. But, however, I would like to know. That's an extra 1% bonus. 50,000 is $500. Is an extra 1% bonus you're getting.
You are very high on the G-Bank offer every time when we talk about
this. Well, it's a great deal.
Yeah, great deal.
Are you kidding me? 2%? Who has 2% credit cards out there? Well, I only know one. Citibank has a 2% card. This is not only that, you're getting $250 free. Yeah, no, this is, I should be a spokesman for this company.
You should be. We're making a case for it right now.
Yeah. Anyway, I just wanted to know. Yeah. A couple other guys are tweeting us here. Eric Berg, very few customer-friendly games, tables. Just have fun, whatever you want to play. Excellent advice. Have fun, enjoy it, and maybe not even get involved. A lot of people are already intimidated to go to a crap table, and then you go there and you got, three guys that you have to open a game. They're slamming chips. They don't want to work. They have to pool their tips. They should go table for table. Oh, I heard, I wish I knew the casino. One of the casinos in town now, they're taking 50% of the money that they get at the table for tips and splitting it amongst the crew. The other 50% goes in the bank that's shared tip pool. I like that. I think it's great. It gives them more incentive to, exactly what Eric's saying here, gives them more incentive to be a friendly and help you and tell you what to do. And if you win, they win. They keep the money. I like table for table.
Yeah, but doesn't that always end up in someone, because whenever you do things that way, right? I could tell you the old Hard Rock Pool story.
Right.
The Hard Rock Pool used to be the jam, right?
Yeah, of course.
But then, and every pool girl got to keep their tips.
Yes.
And then they decided to do it democratically, or at least that was their word, where it was pooled. right?
Yes.
And you know what that, you know what ensued after that?
Right.
Absolute mayhem.
Oh, wow.
Because those girls couldn't stand each other afterwards, because there was always the girls who were the go-getters, right? Like, oh, I'm going to be the best.
Of course.
The best at my job ever. And then there was always the half who were like, eh, I don't have to do anything. It's all pooled.
It's all pooled. That's right.
So I wonder if that's the same case there.
Nemesis Enforcer.
Oh, wow,
what a name this is.
Love it.
Hit a 12K parlay. And in Tennessee, they took taxes out, haven't taken the time to figure it out. This is even more reasons not to bet parlays. Who has to win these accumulator parlays? And now you have to, they're taking your taxes out. You have to hope to get it back the end of the year. I mean, I just don't like anything about that. One last one, and I don't mean that this is your area where you're usually repeating tweets. I apologize, Gil.
That's all right. I like it.
Burt Wiedemeyer, which I love that name. It's a famous Honeymooners character, if anyone knows Honeymooners. Just to chime in, it's my understanding that in order for them, the sportsbooks, to glom, which that's an old New York term, glom your money, steal your money, glom the money,
glom.
It has to reach both thresholds. So 300-1 odds on a said bet and over 5K total winnings on the otherwise, no glomming. Like that. Thanks, Burt. So there is still, I thought something happened in the horse race game. Someone's going to have to tweet me. I thought something happened in the horse race game recently because, Gil, you know, there was a business at horse tracks. And I've never been really, when I was a kid, I used to go, but I'm not really a horse race guy. But all the tacks, there was a business people had of cashing other people's tickets. They would cash them for you under their name so they would get the tax forms and you'd throw them a few bucks. But something happened that you don't, it ruined the business for, you know, 200. You know, guys that would cash tickets. I don't know what they're called. Broken down valises. I don't know. Whatever they were. You know, they would go around cashing tickets, though, for other people. And that was ruined a couple of years ago, I believe. So maybe, Bert, you can DM me. I think I follow you, too. So
I got one for you. Mark Goldberg, our buddy Mark Goldberg, who was a survivor.
Oh, yeah.
As well.
Guy.
Fight on Spooky. He said, just returned from a cruise. From cruise and internet in Starlink now. I'm not sure if I understand the sentence. Moves fast. No problems and have done well on cruise ships playing video poker.
Oh, wow.
Bubba and I decided in the future we're just going to send our wives on the cruise and stay home with Bill.
Oh, Bubba Horowitz.
Yeah.
That's one of our guys.
That's one of our guys as well, yeah. Whip guys.
Yeah.
And then Evan Klein, my World Series of Poker 10K main event entry. He's making jokes on Twitter.
Oh, no, I was saying, because at the World Series, now this is a good question, too.
Yeah.
Now, if you get the main event and you win, and let's not even use first, let's use the final table. Those people at the final table, they're all millionaires. They get $1 million minimum, I think. It's like $900,000 for 10th place. Do they get the full money or do they get taxes taken? If they get taxes taken out, that's crazy. Because you have poker loot all throughout the year. You can write off all your sessions of poker where you lose, where you're keeping it in a journal or a log that you're saying, hey, lost $1,200 this day. You can write them off against that big win. There's no record. It's not like the casino keeps track of how much you win and lose.
Let's go to the psychological part of this, which is, okay, because this, on the one hand, these are all first world problems. We should all be so lucky we should all be so lucky to win these jackpots to be taxed, right?
Right.
In this great nation of ours. On the other hand, would it rankle, can I use that word? Would it rankle you so much that even in winning, it would besmirch the happiness of it all?
It would. Yeah.
It really would.
It's terrible.
It's awful.
That thing in Louisiana or Mississippi, the guy said, that's terrible. I'm stuck money. I'm stuck $2,000. I had a $1,250 jackpot. You're only bringing me $1,000 of it?
But this is what I'm saying. Yeah. The human gambling reflects the human condition, right?
It does.
We're never happy.
We're never happy anyway. You're right. I came on here with a ball of fire today, and guess what? I still didn't get to the list. I got to like two things. I mean, it really did. There's a podcast I watch, which is a great. I don't know the guys. Miles to Memories it's on YouTube. They're a great Las Vegas podcast. They went to a couple casinos in town, and they got new player cards, and they wanted to sign up. And you're gonna play for the first time. You're gonna get big offers, and for like 45 days, they never even got an offer in the mail. I was like, what? How can that be? They have great podcasts, like I said, talking about it. How can casinos that are, and this was the Palms and someplace Rampart, how can the casinos not automatically generate next day? Let's get these guys back in. Let me send something to his address. I just don't understand who runs these casinos. Obviously, they don't gamble. Obviously, they have a nice cushy office with a degree on the wall. And they say, oh, yeah, we'll give them $30 maybe or $20 at the end of the month. Maybe. Like, it's just something I seen there, and I said, you know, they're right. How can these casinos that are all fighting for business not give you an offer based on first time in? You're gambling thousands of dollars. You think that would be, oh, this is a new customer. Let's get him. Customer retention is based on that first time experience. I don't know. I'm done ranting for the day, and I apologize if people don't like ranting. Next week will be a little better.
I thought it was lovely.
Okay,
really
great.
Did. Enjoyed every bit of it. Bill Krakenberger, everybody. At Bill Crackman with a K. The name of his podcast is called Wisecracks. He does it with Tony Orlando's son, John Orlando.
Yes, Tony Orlando was at the Italian-American Club last night.
Was he really?
Yeah. That's what I said.
Wow. Okay. Stormy is next. Enjoy. Money Moves on the way from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.